You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 28, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why are missing Black Americans invisible to the public? Every day, families across the United States face the terrifying reality of a missing loved one. However, the pain of this experience is not felt equally across all communities. For families of color, this trauma is frequently compounded by a devastating silence from law enforcement and the media. This systemic disregard is not a modern anomaly. In 2004, pioneering journalist Gwen Ifill coined the term missing white woman syndrome. She used this phrase to describe the media's obsession with a specific profile of missing persons. Ifill noted that young, middle-class white women receive wall-to-wall coverage, while missing Black individuals are completely ignored under identical circumstances. This historical neglect continues to shape modern reporting today. The lack of urgency from public officials further deepens this crisis. While high-profile cases of white victims receive immediate national attention, families of color must fight for basic police assistance. This historical pattern demonstrates how some lives are consistently valued more than others in the public eye. To analyze this crisis, one must first look at how the government tracks missing persons. The primary tool for this task is the National Crime Information Center, commonly known as the NCIC. The Federal Bureau of Investigation manages and maintains this database. Specifically, the Criminal Justice Information Services Division serves as the official custodian of these records. This database serves as an information sharing tool that operates 24 hours a day. Local, state, federal, and tribal law enforcement agencies can access this network at any time.
However, the shared management concept means individual agencies are responsible for entering and purging their own records. Thus, the quality of the database relies heavily on local police departments. There is often confusion regarding what these numbers actually represent. The database operates dynamically to register cases as they occur. Understanding how this system works is essential to grasping the true scale of the crisis. The statistics regarding missing persons of color are truly alarming. According to federal records, people of color make up nearly 40% of all missing cases. However, they represent only about 13% of the total United States population.
This massive overrepresentation highlights a severe systemic crisis. Furthermore, there is a major difference between cumulative annual reports and active, unresolved cases. The high-profile figures published annually reflect cumulative new cases logged throughout the year. For example, over 500,000 missing person records were entered into the system in 2024. However, the vast majority of these cases are quickly resolved. As a result, the active caseload at the end of the year is much smaller. Despite this, the active cases still paint a grim picture. Black youth are particularly vulnerable to disappearance. In 2024, there were 77,293 reported cases of missing Black children. In 2025, that number remained high at 75,875 cases. Black youth consistently account for approximately one-third of all missing children reports. Additionally, Black girls between 11 and 21 are four times more likely to go missing than white peers. The historical neglect of missing Black women is deeply rooted in damaging caricatures from the past. Specifically, the Jezebel stereotype historically portrays Black women as hypersexual and promiscuous.
This caricature originated during the era of slavery to justify sexual exploitation. Additionally, the sapphire caricature depicts Black women as hostile, loud, and malicious. This caricature has evolved into the modern, equally damaging, angry Black woman stereotype. Because these caricatures strip Black women and girls of their innocence, authority figures often view them with suspicion. This dehumanization directly translates into modern police neglect. When a Black girl disappears, officers frequently assume she is a voluntary runaway or engaged in sex work. Consequently, investigations are deprioritized, and families are left without critical support. This is a topic that scholars of Black studies frequently analyze to uncover the intersection of race and historical systemic bias. When a child goes missing, speed is of the essence. Yet, many missing Black children are systematically excluded from receiving high-profile emergency broadcasts. The Amber Alert system operates under very strict Department of Justice guidelines. To activate an alert, law enforcement must confirm that a forced abduction of a minor has occurred. Additionally, they must believe the child is in imminent danger of serious injury or death. Because police disproportionately classify missing black youth as runaways, these children rarely meet the criteria for an Amber Alert. Runaway cases are systematically bypassed to prevent system abuse and alert fatigue. This bypass occurs even though research shows that runaways face severe endangerment, including human trafficking. Approximately 71% of runaway youth face severe danger during their missing episodes. As a result, the very tools designed to protect children fail the most vulnerable youth.
To address this structural loophole, some states are creating specialized alert systems. On January 1, 2024, California became the first state to implement the Ebony Alert System.
This system is designed to locate missing black youth and young women between the ages of 12 and 25. Unlike Amber Alerts, the Ebony Alert has flexible criteria that account for unexplained disappearances and suspected human trafficking. However, this specialized tool does not protect everyone. Missing black individuals in California who fall outside the 12 to 25 age range are completely ineligible for the Ebony Alert. Children under 12 must qualify under the strict Amber Alert system or standard police reporting. Adults over 25 must rely on general investigations unless they qualify for narrow alerts like the Silver Alert. Thus, many individuals still face traditional systemic biases. Despite the limitations, California's policy has inspired lawmakers across the nation to act. Legislative bodies in several states have introduced bills to create their own Ebony Alert systems.
For example, state representatives in Pennsylvania introduced an Ebony Alert bill in 2024 and reintroduced it in early 2025. This bill remains under active legislative debate as advocates push for its passage. Similarly, the New York State Legislature introduced bills in 2025 to establish an Ebony Alert system. These legislative efforts represent a growing recognition that standard alert systems are inadequate for protecting black youth. By passing these bills, lawmakers hope to force state agencies to prioritize cases that would otherwise be ignored. This push is part of broader efforts to secure political representation and legal protection for marginalized groups. In addition to alert systems, several states have established specialized task forces. These offices are designed to examine the unique challenges faced by missing black women and girls. For instance, Minnesota opened the nation's first office of missing and murdered black women and girls in 2023.
Illinois and Missouri followed with their own specialized bodies to audit police responses and study systemic violence. However, it is critical to understand the actual investigative powers of these bodies.
These state-level offices do not hold frontline policing or arrest powers. Instead, they operate as advisory, research, and funding entities. They review cold cases, improve highly flawed police data tracking systems, and draft policy recommendations. This research-driven approach is vital for shaping political dynamics to protect vulnerable communities from institutional neglect. The fight for visibility has not been confined to legislative halls. For decades, families have had to fight the media just to get their loved ones' names mentioned on the news. In 2004, the disappearance of 24-year-old Tamika Houston from her home in South Carolina met absolute silence from national news outlets. The desperate struggle of her family to obtain coverage exposed the deep racial disparities in national reporting. In response to this pain, advocates Natalie Wilson and Derricka Wilson founded the Black and Missing Foundation in 2008. The foundation actively bypasses traditional media gatekeepers to raise awareness. They leverage professional public relations networks to pitch cases directly to journalists. Furthermore, they partner with black journalist associations to publish reporting guides, utilize digital storytelling campaigns, and produce their own true crime podcasts. Their tireless work was spotlighted in the award-winning 2021 HBO docuseries Black and Missing. To create lasting change, society must confront adultification bias. This bias leads authority figures to view black children as older and less innocent than their white peers. When black youth are stripped of their childhood, they are also stripped of the protection that society owes to children.
This bias is not new. It is an extension of historical struggles against servitude and exploitation that black people have faced since the Civil War. Advocacy groups are working tirelessly to rewrite this narrative.
By humanizing missing black individuals, these groups force the public to see them as daughters, sons, mothers, and fathers. Correcting the narrative is a necessary step to ensure that law enforcement treat these disappearances with the urgency they require. The ongoing crisis of missing black Americans demands a comprehensive, national response. While state-level alerts and specialized task forces are excellent steps, they are only the beginning of a long road to equity. True justice will only be achieved when every missing person, regardless of race, receives the same level of urgency and resources. Through the relentless efforts of grassroots organizations and progressive legislators, the silence is finally beginning to break. The history behind the headlines shows that this struggle is deeply rooted in past injustices. However, by changing laws, improving data systems, and demanding media accountability, the community can build a safer future for all. Copyright, African Elements.